This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The pomp and circumstance in Russia as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un leaves after his week-long visit to Russia. Meetings with President Vladimir Putin and the weak South Korean president says the international community will unite more tightly to cope with this deepening military cooperation between Russia and North Korea, as he plans to raise the issue with world leaders at the UN General Assembly this week. Here's more on that from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
President Yoon Suk-yeol made the comments in written responses to questions from the Associated Press ahead of his departure to New York. Worries about Russian-North Korean ties have flared since North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia last week for a summit with President Vladimir Putin and to tour a slew of high-profile military and technology sites. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said on Sunday that the European Union authorities, rather than people smugglers, will decide who comes to the EU and under what circumstances. She made a visit to Lampedusa as dozens of the Italian island's citizens protested over a recent surge in migrant arrivals.
I came here to say to all of you, again, migration is a European challenge, and it needs a European answer and solution.
Von der Leyen was joined by Italy's prime minister at a news conference, who called on Friday for the EU to act jointly with a naval mission, if necessary, to prevent migrants from North Africa crossing the Mediterranean. Nearly 126,000 migrants have arrived in Italy so far this year, double the same time in 2022. This is VOA News. Turkey's president says his country may part ways with the European Union. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters the European Union is trying to sever ties with Turkey. He added, "We will evaluate these developments, and after these evaluations, we might part ways with the European Union if it is necessary." His remarks came following a report adopted by the European Parliament, which stated the accession process cannot resume under the current circumstances. The report calls on the EU to explore a parallel and realistic framework for EU-Turkey relations. I'm Karen Chamas.
Floods completely destroyed at least 891 buildings in Libya's coastal city of Derna, according to its official news agency on Sunday. They cite figures from a team assigned by the Libyan National Unity Government to do a survey. The team says an additional 211 buildings were partially damaged, 398 others still submerged in mud. Negotiators for the United Auto Workers and Ford have had reasonably productive discussions toward a new contract, according to the union on Saturday. Still about 12,700 UAW workers on strike as part of a coordinated labor action against Detroit's big three automakers. Here's Reuters' Lisa Bernhard with more.
No more tears!
Talks between the United Auto Workers and the Detroit three automakers resumed on Saturday, a day after the union began one of the most ambitious U.S. labor strikes in decades. About 12,700 UAW workers remained on strike for a second day after the union's four-year labor deal with General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis expired at the end of Thursday. Stellantis on Saturday said it had hiked its offer, proposing raises of 20% over a four-and-a-half-year contract term, including an immediate 10% hike. That matches proposals from GM and Ford.
That is Reuters' Lisa Bernhardt. The strike is now in its third day. A Russian spacecraft blasted off from its cosmodrome on Friday, carrying two Russian cosmonauts and a U.S. astronaut. They will all join the crew of the International Space Station, according to the news agency in Russia. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.